This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Andrew Niemeyer, respondent, v. Charles Russell Williams, the Third and Green Peak Capital Partners, LLC, appellants, decided December 24, 2024 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Andrew Niemeyer, num. ED-112-584, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, versus cause number 20-SL-CC-02847, Charles Russell Williams, III, and Honorable Dean P. Waldemar, Green Peak Capital, Partners, LLC, appellants, filed December 24, 2024. Russell Williams, III, owner, and Green Peak Capital Partners, LLC, appeal from the Circuit Court's judgment in Andrew Niemeyer's favor on his breach of contract and fraudulent misrepresentation claims. These claims arise from a statement owner made indicating Niemeyer would be made a 50% owner of Green Peak. Because the Circuit Court erred in overruling Green Peak's and owner's motion for judgment notwithstanding the verdict on the breach of contract claim, its judgment is reversed and the damages award and specific performance is vacated. The Circuit Court's judgment entered on the fraudulent misrepresentation claim is affirmed. Two, background Green Peak was organized as a single member, manager-managed limited liability company in September 2019. Green Peak is a private equity firm that identifies underperforming companies to invest in or acquire. Owner is Green Peak's member manager. Niemeyer contacted owner, seeking advice and employment in the private equity industry. Niemeyer knew owner had extensive experience in the private equity business, and he sought owner's assistance with an interview for a position with another company. Niemeyer and owner continued to meet after Niemeyer did not secure a position with the other company. Eventually, Niemeyer and owner met with friend one, who was the primary owner of a business company engaged in infrastructure work. Friend expressed a willingness to sell company to Green Peak. Friend agreed to sign a non-disclosure agreement and provide financial information to allow Green Peak to evaluate it for acquisition. Niemeyer agreed to help owner evaluate company while continuing to seek permanent employment. Owner and Niemeyer discussed entering into a strategic alliance agreement in which the two men would work together to procure company. That proposed agreement would have made Niemeyer an independent contractor and a collaborator in company's acquisition. Owner provided Niemeyer a draft strategic alliance agreement, but Niemeyer never signed this agreement. On November 18, 2019, Niemeyer called owner to discuss the next steps in acquiring company. Niemeyer told owner the acquisition would not move forward unless there was an agreement that Niemeyer would be a 50% owner in Green Peak. Niemeyer testified, one, all names of witnesses have been omitted in accordance with Paragraph 509-520 RSMO SUP 2023. Three, owner stated, okay, and their call ended. Two, Niemeyer testified he knew that he and owner needed to meet in person to reach an agreement regarding Green Peak. 2 days later, owner presented Niemeyer with a draft partnership agreement that contemplated Niemeyer acquiring a 10% ownership stake in Green Peak. Niemeyer informed owner some of the provisions were not correct and, because Green Peak was a limited liability company, a separate operating agreement would be necessary. Throughout February and March 2020, Niemeyer, AN, and owner continued discussing Niemeyer's ownership in Green Peak. In email correspondence from March 2020, owner acknowledged agreeing to share the transaction and management fees from the pending acquisition with Niemeyer, but stated that owner continued to be the sole owner of Green Peak. In that same correspondence, owner stated that he remained interested in letting Niemeyer take an ownership interest in Green Peak, but that he would require a buy-in for the opportunity. Niemeyer responded that they would need to discuss where to go from this point. Also in March, Niemeyer and owner met to discuss the partnership agreement that owner sent back in November 2019. Niemeyer brought a draft of that agreement with him containing notes and proposed modifications. Both men indicated they would ask their attorneys to draft additional documents and acknowledge the need for an updated operating agreement. Owner then told Niemeyer the draft operating agreement would be handled after company's acquisition closed. No final written agreement ever materialized. Meanwhile, Niemeyer and owner continued working together to acquire company. At various meetings with friend and other investors, owner referred to Niemeyer as his partner. When they executed the closing for company, owner C